Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I will give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about how there are going to be new rules coming down the pike when it comes to sunscreens and their claims. I don't know if you know this, but starting next year, you're going to have to, or I should say next summer, you're going to start looking for sunscreens that are going to be labeled differently.
Really?
Yes.
I saw this one lady at the pool the other day. She just caked her kid. It looked like Al Jolson. Like, it was insane.
Jazz singer?
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad thing, because I will tell you that's one of the big problems that they have with using sunscreens is in the application. I was just talking to my wife about this the other night. They were talking about how you should put on about a golf ball size amount of...
Golf ball size?
Right, of... Of sunscreen.
Where? On your face?
Well, here's...
Or your whole body?
Well, here's the problem I have. Think about that visual. A golf ball. You're talking about a fluid. You're talking about a liquid. You're talking about something right. That comes out. How do you equate that with a golf ball?
I can't. My brain's not big enough.
Or what about the spray? How do you spray a golf ball on?
Impossible.
It makes no sense to me. So, but anyway, getting back to what the new rules are going to be, first of all these sunscreens, they're going to be labeled broad spectrum so that you're going to be covered from the UVA and the UVB rays. Now, right now, the way that it's labeled, they're just protected against the UVA rays, which just protected from the UVB rays, which cause sunburn. But the ones that are more deeply penetrating, the UVA rays, that's the ones that are associated with skin cancer. So a little bit of confusion as to what you're being protected by. We're going to be going away from this SPF number. There's going to be like a standard SPF, and it's going to be probably, it's got to be 15 or above. That's what's going
to... So there won't be like 70 and 50. It'll just be one.
Right. They'll probably cap it at SPF of 50. But the company really has to prove the results. The other thing you're going to see, the FDA will also prohibit is the stuff that says like waterproof and sweatproof, because they're saying that that's an exaggeration of performance. So you're not going to see that. And you're also going to see the manufacturers are going to have to phase out of a 4-star system currently used by companies to rate UVA protection. So all that stuff is going to go away.
Instead of SPF, are they... What are the criteria? Is
it broad spectrum.
That's it?
There's going to have to be a broad spectrum one.
But if you have like red hair and you're real fair skinned, don't you need a higher...
Well, here is the issue. Look, you know how long they've been talking about changing this whole system?
No.
It's been about 30 years.
Oh, so.
So this is the first time they're actually looking at it in terms of changing stuff. I will tell you this, the standards in Europe are much, much greater than they are here, especially the UVA standards for blocking against UVA rays. But I think the change that you're going to see, Lee, is that we're going to...
In Muslim countries, they're even higher. They have burqas.
No, here's what's going to happen.
The burqa is 100%.
I think, first of all...
SPF, a million.
Number one, the amount that we put on greatly affects the protection that we have. Right? We have a problem with knowing how much to put on.
Right.
So what you're going to see is that we're going to be, I think in the years to come, people aren't going to be putting on any sunscreen at all. And there's going to be fabrics and things that people are going to wear out in the sun. They're not even going to mess around with getting into sunscreen protection. They're just going to start wearing fabrics. It's already starting. So I think you're going to see more of that. Bathing suits that are made out to protect and block out the UVA rays. You're going to see more of that stuff, which will be great for you. With the bikini top, I think that'll work wonders with you.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's source for what's true and what's good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.